Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. In some ways, federal middle managers have some of the toughest jobs in government. They're not protected by a union, and they don't have the perks and prestige of senior executives. But they do have a voice known as the Federal Managers Association. Now the association has a new national president. Renee Johnson has 25 years of civil service, starting as a GS-1. She's now working at the Fleet Readiness Center East in Cherry Point, North Carolina, and she joins me now. Ms. Johnson, great to have you on.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Tell us about yourself a little bit. You actually started as a GS-1. What was your first federal job?
I came into the federal service as a co-op, which was it's a program that you come in and you're going to school and working at the same time. So it was a great opportunity for the government to bring in employees at a lower level and be able to train them into the positions that they had a need for.
So it sounds like something in the federal government appealed to you, though.
Yes, sir. The federal government is a big draw for people in the local area. We are actually the largest employer east of I-95 in eastern North Carolina. So there's a large population of people that are trying to and interested in joining the federal government in the local area.
And the Fleet Readiness Center does what, basically?
We rework aircraft for the Marine Corps and Navy. We have the H-53, the V-22, we have the AV-8, and we have recently started doing some mods on the F-35.
All right, so you're right up there with the most current things going on in military aviation.
Yes, sir.
As the new president of the FMA, what do you think are the top issues facing federal managers that are not the senior executives? They've got their own issues, but the people that are not quite at that level, but nevertheless who have a lot of responsibility, like you?
Well, I think some of the things that we are trying to advocate within FMA, we have seen a lot of cuts within the federal budget, and that had a definite impact on the ability to hire and bring in some of the best and the brightest into the agency. We have an aging workforce, so we need to be able to recruit from a population that's interested in coming into the federal workforce. So that's definitely been a challenge recently over the past few years with sequestration and the cuts in our benefits and the possibility of, you know, those continuing.
So in some ways, you have concerns very similar to those that are in bargaining units.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of the issues that we address and are dealing with, we have partnerships with some of our local bargaining units, and we work as a group to try to attack these and to move forward in a positive direction for all employees, not just the managers and supervisors.
In Washington, over the past number of years, managers and executives have been asked to engage directly with bargaining unit and other line workers in these forums. And they've gone over partially well, some better, some not so good, depending on the agency. Out in the places distant from Washington, where crucial work is done, like where you are, how does that tend to work out?
We hold a presidential appointed seat on the National Council for the Federal Labor Management Relations, which is in Washington, but I have been for a number of years a member of our local management partnership team and also the NAVAIR management partnership team. So we've been working with our unions locally and at the department level for many years. I have seen some positive outcomes to that. Some of the pre-decisional meetings that have been instituted so that we have those discussions with our labor unions and try to work out the issues and problems that we see locally and at a department level at the lowest level possible, and to decrease the litigation that often would come out of those types of disagreements. So we try to take care of that at the lowest level possible to avoid the extensive cost to the government.
We're speaking with Renee Johnson. She's the national president of the Federal Managers Association, newly elected. And what about the legislative front? What are some of the goals for the association there?
Some of the things that we are currently working on are the 2017 appropriations for the presidential budget. Currently, there's a 1.6% raise proposed in that budget. Also, we definitely support the FAIR Act, which was introduced in the House by Gary Conley. And there's also a companion bill in the Senate that was introduced by Senator Schott. And that would provide a 5.3% pay raise in the FY17 budget. Some of the other things that we are working with our legislators on are the Department of Defense cuts for long-term PDY per diem. There are several broad coalitions that we're working with on that issue to try to reverse the decision on those cuts, because we're seeing some negative impacts on the conditions that our employees are having to deal with in these when they're going on long-term travel. We're constantly trying to ensure that our supervisors are getting adequate training, and we would like to see that put into a requirement whenever new supervisors come into the federal service, that they the agencies have a requirement to ensure that they're getting adequate training in order to move forward with their job.
Now, as the president of the Federal Managers Association, do you have some dispensation to spend time on association business? I mean, it must be pretty time-consuming.
It is time-consuming, and most of the time that I spend with FMA is my own time. My agency does work with me. There are lots of initiatives that are benefiting my agency as well as FMA. So if there's definitely a benefit to the agency, I'm able to incorporate that with my current job, such as the labor management partnership teams that we do locally. That has a benefit to the whole.
And finally, what would you say to those people coming in now to federal service, maybe not as GS-1s, but maybe as 4, 5, 6s? What would you say to them to encourage them to find out what's best in federal employment?
I think it's very important when new employees come into the federal service to try to locate a mentor that has been with the federal government for a longer period of time so that they can provide them the guidance as they move forward with their career and try to develop a plan for a career plan so that they have a vision on where they want to be within the federal government.
Renee Johnson is the newly elected president of the Federal Managers Association. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.